the line of scrimmage as he attempts to pass. Taylor offered his own definition. A sack is when you run up behind somebody who's not watching, he doesn't see you, and you really put your helmet into him. The ball goes fluttering everywhere, and the coach comes out and asks the quarterback, "Are you all right?" That's a sack. After his first NFL season, Taylor became the only rookie ever named the league's most valuable defensive player, and he published a treatise on his art. "I don't like to just rap the quarterback," he explained. "I really try to make him see seven fingers when they hold up three. I'll drive my helmet into him, or if I can, I'll bring my arm up over my head and try to axe the son of a bitch in two. So long as the guy is holding the ball, I intend to hurt him. If I hit the guy right, I'll hit a nerve and he'll feel electrocuted. He'll forget for a few seconds that he's on a football field." The game of football evolved, and here was one cause of its evolution: a new kind of athlete doing a new kind of thing. All by himself, Lawrence Taylor altered the environment and forced opposing coaches and players to adapt. After Taylor joined the team, the Giants went from the second worst defense in the NFL to the third best. The year before his debut, they gave up 425 points. His first year, they gave up 257 points. They had been one of the weakest teams in the NFL and were now overnight a contender. Of course, Taylor wasn't the only change.